Texans hell this week?
You know, it's...
Breaking it down?
Yeah, it's... I've always enjoyed this year. It's been kind of an interesting crossover with, you know, playing the NFC North and them playing us, because you get to watch a lot of similar games and you get to watch them play a bunch, and it's been nice because, you know, watching those games, I get to kind of keep up with everything they're doing and see how much is similar and how much they've changed and things like that in their scheme. So that's what I've always looked forward to this year, is, you know, watching, you know, the Packers offense play the team we're playing against, just because I have a, you know, a pretty good understanding of what they're running and how they're blocking everything. So it's been nice to you know, watch on film and scout that way. But then obviously it's nice with knowing things for when we play them as well, has also been, you know, a nice thing as well.
Have you been asked to offer any insight? Have you
offered it? I just answer questions when I get them. But, but you know, it's whenever someone wants to know something, I'll tell them if I know.
Hey, Sasha Brown signed you in the offseason. Mm-hmm. So what's your reaction to what happened here today?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we heard the news, but, you know, my job's to do what I can to win football games. So, you know, I don't get too caught up into thinking about that. Those decisions are well above, you know, my level and my grade. So, you know, I'm going to go out there and do what I can to win football games.
The owner also announced that you will be back in the next season. I imagine that had to kind of be meaningful to you. What did you think of that?
Yeah, it's always good to know kind of what the plan is and how things are going to work out, you know, ahead of time. So, again, all that stuff, as players, we got to focus on going out and winning on Sundays. So all that stuff, I think you kind of just need to block out and let the guys who work on that stuff handle that, and you go out there and do what you can to win.
Is there a sense of relief, though, that you don't have to worry about, you know, coaching staff getting blown up, and new system coming in, and you just got here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's nice to, you know, stay in a similar system for as long as possible. Changing, you know, playbook after playbook is always a little rough on the players.
How much, I mean, the coaching staff affects you day-to-day. How much does the front office actually affect you aside from when it's time to negotiate a contract or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you talk to the guys upstairs. You see them in, you know, the lunchroom and in the hallways and things like that. But obviously you don't have as many interactions in a day as you do with the coaching staff. Coaching staff, you're in there with meetings and you're talking about the scheme, and, you know, your conversations are meaningful in that the things you come up with and talk about are going to translate directly into Sundays and playing. So it's just kind of a different relationship and things like that.
Did you ever play with Brett Hundley? Only Aaron?
In the preseason, we played with Brett at under center, but I mean, he was there with me for a few years.
What can you kind of tell the defense about him, and how much did you learn about him in the time?
Athletic guy, you know, willing to run, you know, willing to, you know, put his body out there and stretch for that extra yard, and, you know, I think he's a, you know, a solid leader and a solid player.
Some guys say that, you know, facing a former team gives him a little extra fire, motivation, whatever. Where do you stand on that?
Well, if you get a little extra motivation, that means you weren't fully motivated for all the other games you played in. So I try to say that my motivation's kind of stayed at its highest 100% level, and that I can't really get any more motivated to play in a game. So. Obviously, I'm excited to, you know, see the guys, and you build great relationships with them for 4 years. So I'll be, you know, excited to see them pregame and postgame. But it's just another game out there, and, you know, playing whoever you are, you're motivated to win. That's what you want to do out there.
Has their defense changed at all in the last year?
They do different things to change up. Obviously, they play a lot more, you know, dime with Morgan, you know, down in the box and playing as like a linebacker. So that stuff changes, but Dom's done that all throughout the years, is kind of bringing in a new type of package. And really working that in training camp. So that's something kind of new and unique, but, you know, it's all stuff you've seen from other teams and things like that before. So just get used to it. Watch it on film. You'll be ready to go.
What makes Clay so good?
I think, you know, physically, the way he can bend and move. And I think when you watch him, his ability to diagnose and, you know, read information, you know, is very fast for a player. You know, seeing something and being able to just see his body react to it and understand how fast he processes things like that is also really impressive.
Being a veteran, do you say anything to these younger guys who are going through a change like this in the front office, that many of them never experienced anything like that?
Well, I haven't experienced it either, so I wouldn't be the best guy to be passing out advice. So, again, you know, if anybody asked, my advice would be, you know, your job is to go out there and win football games. So, you know, you can't really control anything like that, so do what you can control, and that's studying your playbook and bringing it to play on Sundays.
You see, there's only four games left in the season. Is it right to be those 5 games? Is there a... going to sense of pressure that the runway is getting smaller as far as having that opportunity to at least get that one win and avoid 0-16?
Yeah, I mean, I think we go out there trying to win every game. So, you know, we don't go in thinking, like, we got to win one out of these next four. We're trying to win four out of these next four. So I don't think we look at it and have that mentality of we got to get one of these to go our way. We want all these to go our way. So we're going to keep doing what we're doing and keep building on the things we've been building on, and we're going to try to play a complete game.
Was it cold out there compared to Green Bay?
A little warmer. So.
You can answer better than anybody. Just – can you even put into words the difference of Green Bay is without having Aaron Rodgers on it?
Yeah, I mean, I think Aaron, I think his ability, obviously any player, but especially Aaron understands so much and has seen so much in his career, his ability to diagnose the defense, you can't really replace it. So I think obviously their scheme has to change a little bit just because, you know, any quarterback stepping in there doesn't have as much free reign to make adjustments and make switches in the calls. Because Aaron's seen it all and knows exactly what he wants to get to. And, you know, similar to Clay, one of the smartest players I've ever been around, where he can see a look months ago, come back and see it again and hit it right in the head. So, you know, obviously when you go from a, you know, future Hall of Famer to an up-and-coming quarterback, there's going to be a change that needs to be made. But obviously, you know, they've kind of found their rhythm now in the last couple games, so obviously they're finding what they need to do.
The Packers have kind of introduced this four linebacker. Mm-hmm. Did they do that when you were there?
Yep.
And what problem you should have had in it is that cause?
Yeah, just a lot of different rushers, a lot of different rushing against linebackers rushing against you, I should say. Little different patterns in how they move and what type of twist they run, things like that. So, you know, that stuff, our defense does a lot of that too. They have looks like that we went against in camp. So it's been out there and we've gone against it, but it's just about kind of dialing in and knowing what they like to get to when they're in that four linebacker set, because their twists are different and the things they like doing in those personnel groups is different than their base personnel group.
Don't teams just hand off in that situation?
Well, you could, but usually they get to that when, you know, it's third and long, and, you know, you can, but it's going to be tough to get, you know, 12 or however many yards you need to get to on third and long. So they're smart about when they, you know, put it on the field. They're not going to put it on in second and one. You know, it'd just be